Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay so far.
Good. Sir, could you, what is your name?
My name is Mark Allen Tucker Jr.
Okay.
My address is 22-307.
Okay, Mr. Tucker. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you just hold on 1 minute so I'll get some paperwork together?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Dale Hill. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead this morning. And to my immediate right, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to, and also, I should have introduced you. You're also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officers, Mr. Westby, sir. I think you can see Mr. Westby.
I cannot.
Okay, now you can see Mr. Westby.
How are you doing, sir?
Okay, sir, at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Tucker, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 16, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by on your person a green legal substance later determined to be marijuana on or about August 16, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, then. Based on the admission of Mr. Tucker, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervisor, but he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed with Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go to some information with you in the warrant, sir, and then see if the board has any additional questions. We'll give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On July 9th, 2018, Mr. Tucker was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 17th, 2018 by EDC staff, no new charges. He was back in EDC custody on August 17th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of December 9th, 2019, 0 to 7 days. Current conviction, 2012, arson of occupied structure, 8 years. Prior convictions, 2007, sexual conduct with a minor, 10 years. 2007, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 3. There's no getting information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant with disorderly conduct, threats, violence, sex acts, arson, and numerous staff assaults noted. Other arrest, 2000, domestic violence, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, sexual abuse, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community score is a G3B5. He is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, verifiable, SVP reviewable. The victim was a 13-year-old female, ARS 13-604.1, DCAC is cited in court docs.
Okay, so, Mr. Tucker, when you were released, you were approved and released homeless when you were originally released, then looks like you were referred to the Penal Reentry Center, and that was still your approved residence at the time that you were arrested, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you still working at the Super Shine Detail in Hard Rocks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, did you have any other job besides that?
No, I was in the middle of getting a job, but I was in career fair.
Okay, it looks like here you were assigned the task, looks like on July 16th, you completed intake with the Community Health Association for Mental Health Needs. How did that go, sir?
It looked pretty good. I was starting anger management and everything, but I got arrested, so. I'm trying to do what I can to better myself now that I've came back. Due to what I did, there's no excuse for what I did, but I've been down for a long time and I barely got out. And I'm trying to do better. I mean, I got a long time to go, but all I can ask is if there's any way I might be able to get out. I'll do AA, Narcotics Anonymous, I'll do a 90-day program, I'll do whatever it takes to get back out. Because I've been down a long time. That was my first time getting out. Been around 11 years.
So why did you start doing the marijuana? What happened with that, sir?
Well, I'm not gonna lie about it. I was at the lawn staff, and someone came up to me and handed me a bag, and I started smoking it. Someone I knew, which I'm not gonna ever talk to again because they got arrested themselves. But I don't do no other drugs. I'm doing meth, crack, heroin, all that stuff. I'm a pothead, but I'm done doing that too. Because when I came back, I went through bad withdrawals.
You went through withdrawals from not smoking pot?
No, from my medications.
Uh-huh.
I take a lot of medications, and when I came in, they were not giving me my medications in prison. I went 10 days without any medication. I'm just trying to better myself now. Even though I messed up, I admit I messed up. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was a culture shock for me. Okay, getting out and touching a phone that has touch screens and trying to get a job, trying to get my social security, getting my food stamps, whatever I can get right away. I know how to do it now, but I didn't the first time. Now, I'm trying to prove myself and better myself in here because I'm going through classes in here and I've got some knowledge. And I'm going to do the 90-day program. Anything that I have to do, I will do it. I just want another chance if possible. And I'll prove myself. I've been there a long time.
So when you were at the facility and you were trying to pass money through, what were you doing? Trying to buy some weed or what?
No, I sold a pack of cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
It was just cigarettes. I didn't have no weed in. I didn't know that technically you can't pass stuff to the guy there on the other side of the fence. I knew now, and I got in trouble for it, but it was just a pack of cigarettes. There was no meaning or none of that involved. And that's my word, that's all I have, so.
So how much marijuana did you have, sir?
Tiny, little bit, not even a gram, it was tiny bit. It was a little bit in the bag, that was it. It was not even a gram. If you look at the picture, it's tiny bit in a plastic bag.
So you trying to sell, were you trying to sell that too, or what? What was, I mean, you got a job, so.
Smoke.
Huh?
Yeah, that was my smoke. I was smoking it.
Where'd you get it from?
For a while, right? The Ronstadt?
Where'd you get it from?
The Ronstadt.
The Ronstadt?
Ronstadt Transit Center, where buses are, terminal. Yeah, it's down there, but I'm trying to do my best to stay out, right? I got till next December. That's a good amount of time for me to try to prove myself out there on the streets, if it's possible. I'm trying to do better. Like, I'm SMI, spend a million, you know, I take minutes, I take all those shots, but that's not an excuse for me to do what I did. I'm only up to what I did.
So how's your meds since you've been incarcerated, sir?
How's my what?
How's your meds doing since you've been incarcerated?
I got my meds now. I'm getting the Haldol shots for my voices. I'm on a bunch of medication for my SMI, my ADHD, bipolar. I'm doing really good. I haven't had no tickets. I'm in a suitable housing. I haven't injured right now. So I'm doing actually really good, but I just want to try to better myself out there. That's it. You know, I want to hopefully get a second chance at life.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Ms. Rittenhouse.
So, Mr. Tucker, it looks like the information we have says that you had an injury on your leg and you couldn't go to work. What was that? What happened?
I got burned 85% in SME 1 lockdown. And I had a wound in the back of my kneecap that's open. So there wouldn't any work at the time, so I went and I got a paper from my doctor that says as long as it's covered, I can work in the water area. And that's why I went back to work. The doctor got it covered and I have signed paper to work.
So is that going to heal? Will it heal or is it you got to deal with it?
I'm not in prison anymore. If I get out, I'll be able to get a skin graft at the wound care center on Wilmot.
Oh, okay. You have to.
That's what I was waiting for.
Oh, okay.
And then I got arrested. It was the next week for a skin graft done.
But you know how to take care of it to make sure it stays clean.
Yes.
And okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Good, okay. Just so you know that. All right. And then the only other question is it seems like you a lot of times you violated the rules of the facility. There are a lot of different rules there. How are you going to keep track of all those?
I'm going back and I know what to do now from what I did before. My house was always dirty, I didn't do my chores. I didn't do what I'm doing. I feel like doing here because I clean my house now in here. I have people that help me, show me how to fold my laundry and stuff like that. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Hi.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. L, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, Mr. Tucker, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I just want to thank you for at least giving me the chance to talk to you and have a conversation and maybe respect, because it's hard for somebody in here that's been down since he was 19, you know what I mean, just get out when I'm 30. But I'm just trying to better myself now. I don't want to be in here anymore. It's hard.
Okay, Mr. Tucker, the board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, have to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Tucker got out. He did attend this mental health program that he had to attend and did have a job. He was working for a while and just seemed to keep violating the rules at the facility, which subsequently got arrested. And he said that he had purchased some marijuana and he was smoking the marijuana for himself, and he got caught with the marijuana. He has been, I think he's been completely honest, and taking responsibility for
his actions, says he purchased the marijuana from a transient bus facility that he was at, and he had it there. Says he had another violation for selling a guy a pack of cigarettes in which they couldn't transfer money or do anything with. At that time, he was SMI. He says that since he's been back in, he's doing better. He hasn't had as many violations, that he's cleaning his room, he's making his bed, they're showing him how to fold his clothes. He has a little bit over a year left on his sentence, during which time he'll be released and won't be on any parole. However, because of the medications and the SMI conditions that Mr. Tucker has, that he says when he got out, he was just really overwhelmed. I think if he stays incarcerated and just work on getting himself together so that when he is released and not on any parole or community supervision, that he'll be better prepared to handle and work on that situation once he's released and probably not get back in any more trouble or have to go back to the Department of Correction. However, that's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Tucker, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or accompany, as he was smoking marijuana and did have marijuana in his possession.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Agreed, Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Tucker?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. So try to stay on your medication while you're there. Take some programming while you're there so that when you're released in a little over a year, you'll be better prepared to get out there. It is a big difference. As you say, you were 19 years old when you went in and 30 when you went out, and having to deal with all the new things out there so that you're better prepared to deal with those things. And hopefully not getting any more trouble, Mr. Tucker. You won't be on any parole or community supervision. You will be released on December 9th of 2019, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing. Please put the phone down, so just set the phone down so the next person could come in, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.